feeling like a meal, like a meal, like a meal, like a meal, like a million bucks. Although sometimes I think I need a checkup from the neck up, and I think you do too. Why don't you just admit it? Do you think I'm crazy? You think I'm nuts, nuts, nuts? Then I tell you, I believe I lived a long, long time ago. Back in the Holy Roman Empire. I lived as the Emperor Bocas Vesias! And together with my bride, Sleesh Baggish, we had an idyllic lifestyle. I remember one time, we were all at the games. And we were getting ready to throw a few Christians to the lions. Usual Saturday afternoon bill of fare. I was sitting next to Hardonicus, who told me that Ejaculus was dating this hot dame that Testicules used to put the stones to years ago. I said, don't tell me he's going out with Syphilitica. He said, oh, no. I said, he's not nailing vaginitis, is he? He said, no. I said, she came from out of town. I said, out of town? You don't mean Snarlemagne, do you? Leo Splatrum? He said, no, you fool. I said, look, 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 you don't bring any of Julius Caesar's leftovers around here. And remember the time I gave Genghis Khan the bum's rush out of here? And that one front fragger can't stand the nipple? Let me tell you something. He said, no, there she is over in the distance. You see her? She's sitting right between Poontangia and Dictesia. I said, oh, my God, he's dating menstruation. I said, hey, douchebaggies! Give me a second. Do me a favor. Tell Pud Pompeius to go over and ask Num Nutsius if he'll talk to Fallacia and ask who the new dame is, okay? So they go on over there. And it turned out this dame came from another land. You see, one of the problems we had to run the hose on the seats at the Colosseum after all the matches. Because everybody wore robes, and there was no air conditioning. It was open air. So what you'd do to keep cool is you'd pull up your robe and sit your bare puchas on the cold marble seats. Well, let me tell you what, hemorrhoidically, never once was big on the idea. But that's what we would do, keep our butts cool. Well, I was talking to my son, Forskinius, one day, and we were trying to come up with a way, because, you know, when the Colosseum emptied, you know, we were about 50-50 men and women. And you want to talk some smudged benches. And as I talked to Overia, I said, how come the seat under the new dame is sparkling, like somebody hit it with the lemon pledge? And Overia told me her secret. She is a girl from another land where new discoveries are being made every day. She goes by the name of Tamponius. I said, how do you like that? Well, I was embarrassed to inquire further, but Tamponius and I hit it off very, very nicely. As a matter of fact, while I had a liaison set up that afternoon with Clitoria, I quickly canceled and set up a tawdry liaison with Tamponius. We went back to my place, and I immediately began hobbling. I mean, I was like, bam, 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 bam. Yep, yep, she said, Messiah, wait a minute, wait a minute. Yep, boom. Finger over the moon, go down. He's a bit tired. Well, finally, I avoided those two. Ding dow, ding ding dow, ding dow. And that's when she explained how she came to be known as Tamponius. And I thought, oh, God, what have I done? Now, if you check the history books, you'll find that I am listed as the very first, I mean the world's original, cotton picker.
The Grease Man, DC 101.